next 2 hours as we assess the state of London. But don't think of it as terms of 2 hours. Think of it in the time it'll take us to beat Germany on Sunday, unless we spare them the humiliation of a penalty shootout. I'm Nick Ferrari. I'm the presenter of the weekday breakfast programme on LBC 97.3. And scarcely a day goes by when I don't, with many, many thousands, hundreds of thousands of listeners, some of you might be in the room, scarcely a day goes by where we don't discuss an aspect of the policy that comes from this building, or sometimes directly of Boris Johnson, or who might want to follow him. But this is your opportunity, and you've heard the Mayor explain how you can do it. You can Twitter from in this room, you can Twitter if you're listening on LBC, if you're watching on the internet, and we'll make that, I promise you, a part of today. In a way, this is Mayor Johnson's half-term report, or midterms, as they call it in the US, where Obama is facing his. And what is it with London at the moment? Is it perhaps a tale of two cities? We've lost a police chief, but we've gained a new bus. Olympics 2012 are on time, on budget, and on the nation's mind. But as the tube is again crippled by strikes today, and the poor souls, unlike England, can't have a beer while they're trapped because the mayor banned that, at the very same time, we're employing the talents of people like Princess William, Prince Harry, David Beckham to try and secure the World Cup here in 2018. London's own Velib is on its way, a bold initiative for Cycle Hire that I understand the mayor takes very personal pride in. You could argue that's the best way to get around London, because we've got the slowest speeds since the late 1800s for some traffic. The mayor has lost a clutch of key advisors, but gained friends and one or two old school acquaintances over at number 10. It's even been suggested that the budget that George Osborne presented actually emanates to a great part from what Mayor Johnson and his team, who you've seen, are doing here. Now, Boris Johnson is not a man who needs anyone to blow his own vuvuzela. He's quite adept at doing that anyway. He's a brand who, until last month, was the nation's most successful Conservative politician. He's identified on posters not by a name, but by a silhouette, a sort of latter-day Wurzel Gummidge. When he was in New York recently with Mayor Bloomberg, he was stopped in the street and asked to speak so we could hear your great English accent. Ladies and gentlemen, you now have the opportunity to hear that accent firsthand, whatever you think of him, at least. A round of applause for Mayor Boris Johnson.
Good evening, Nick. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And it's fantastic to welcome you all here to City Hall. This is a momentous moment, a momentous event in the history of mayoral scrutiny, because there are not just people here in person, but of course also hundreds of thousands of your fans, Nick, listening on the radio, on LBC, Hall's following us online, and we're thereby able to allow far more Londoners to participate in this State of London debate than was possible under the old style public meeting. And we are saving you, the taxpayer, £80,000 in the cost of hosting this event. And that's what we're all about, delivering more for less money. Now, when I decided to run for mayor 3 years ago, Londoners were telling me that crime and antisocial behaviour were their number one concern. And too many people were telling me that they felt unsafe on public transport. So in the election campaign, I promised, Nick's already mentioned this, but I think it's a good thing to do, I promised I would ban alcohol on the tube and on the buses, and we did it. And we promised that we would cut waste and publicity budgets to put more uniformed crime fighters on the buses and in town centres, and we did that too. And the result is that crime is down 18% on buses, and the tube is far safer and more pleasant to travel on, particularly late at night. And Londoners told me that no one seemed to care about the number of young people who were dying as a result of gun crime and knife crime. And so we said that we did care and that we would do our utmost to end a terrible waste of life and talent. And so we launched Operation Blunt 2, and we've taken 9,500 knives off the streets, and youth violence is down more than 10%, and robbery is down 18%, and murders are down to levels not seen in this city since 1978. And yet no one in their right mind could claim that we have this problem beat. And that's why we launched our Time for Action program, tackling the root causes of youth crime by mentoring troubled youngsters, boosting uniformed groups, promoting grassroots sport, and as I said today at a conference called Young, Drifting and Black, we in City Hall will not rest for 1 minute in our determination to help give these kids the discipline, the boundaries, and the opportunities they need. People in that election campaign said they were worried about violence against women. They told me it wasn't enough for London just to have one rape crisis centre. And that's why we are now well on the way to delivering four of them so that anyone affected by that horrific crime can get help. And others told me they wanted to see more police on the beat. So I am proud that we have not only brought in a new team of Scotland Yard, but the new police commissioner has issued instructions that officers can patrol singly rather than in pairs. And in spite of the immense budgetary pressures we are under, there will be more warranted officers in the Met at the end of my term than there were at the beginning. And I promised I would work flat out to make London not only safer, but easier to get around. And so I'm very pleased that we have opened a fantastic new East London line. We're getting air conditioning on the tube this year. We are increasing the Docklands Light Rail capacity by 15%. We've done exactly what we said we were going to do, and we've allowed people to use their Oyster pay-as-you-go cards on the overground rail, as you may have noticed. And as I promised, the last breeding pair of bendy buses will leave the streets of London by the end of 2011. And yes, by the end of my mayoral term, there will be a new generation bus for London. A quieter, cleaner, greener vehicle with the famous open platform restored at the rear. And we have got rid of Gordon Brown's disastrous PPP. We've listened to Londoners about the Western Extension Zone of the congestion charge and consultation permitting. It will come out at the end of this year. We have launched the first serious permit scheme for roadworks, and we have a government commitment to go ahead to lane rental, which is the only real long-term solution to roadworks, and we will, from the end of next month, be in the first stages of a cycling revolution, with 6,000 hire bikes on the streets of London at 400 stands, amounting to the biggest and most concentrated investment in cycling that this city has ever seen. And my ambition over the next few years is constantly to improve what it feels like to live in and move around in London, harnessing the energy of the Olympics to improve green spaces and urban realm across the city. We have planted 5,000 trees. We have improved 11 parks and put in measures to stop developers colonising back gardens. We already have more electric vehicles in this city than in any other city in Europe, and we are installing thousands of public charge points for EVs, electric vehicles, across the city. And we're able to make these improvements by cutting costs and axing waste in our budget. And the way to cut costs is to be completely transparent about what you're doing. Under this mayoralty, for the first time, Londoners can look at crime maps and see what is really going on in their neighbourhood. And of course, the news is often better than they had feared. And under this mayoralty, we have put details of all expenditure over £1,000 on the web for the public to inspect. Because I believe that is how to drive down costs. And that is how we've been able to freeze the precept, our share of the council tax, as we have done for the past 2 years. And it's absolutely vital that the Treasury understands that we in London have spent 2 years making these economies already, and that we've already taking £5 billion out of the budget of TfL. And that is why it would be madness to cut projects that will boost the competitiveness of this city and of the competitiveness of this country, because London is so vital to the UK economy. Because I believe that this city has a great future, and every week I see signs of international confidence and willingness to invest in London. This morning, I opened this city's first international convention centre, a vast facility sponsored by Abu Dhabi in the docks. And a few weeks ago, it was the Siemens Green Technology Centre on the same site. And all that energy, all that optimism, all that investment is driven by the knowledge that we in London are laying the right infrastructure foundations. And if we can get the housing right, with 50,000 more affordable homes over the lifetime of this mayoralty, if we can get the transport right, then I believe the energy and dynamism of London business will do the rest. And we forget what a dynamic and inventive and creative city this is. People don't realise that we're still exporting goods around the world. And there's absolutely nothing, it seems to me, to which Londoners will not turn their hands. I discovered the other day that there is a snakeskin farm, a snake farm in London, where we are making London snakeskin, or turning snakes in London into snakeskin booties for export around the world. London snakeskin booties. We are exporting bicycles. We are making bicycles here in London, and we are exporting them to Holland. And yes, we are exporting cakes from London, made in the London. Did you know that? You didn't. You should have known. We are exporting cakes from London, from the London borough of Waltham Forest. Anybody here from Waltham Forest? I bet there's people listening from Waltham Forest. We're exporting cakes from London borough of Waltham Forest to France, ladies and gentlemen. £5 million worth of cakes every year we're exporting from London to France. And that to me is a testimony to the vitality and the resourcefulness of the London economy. Do you know how we do it? We pretend to the poor bamboozled French consumer that these cakes come from Austria. we call them goo with an umlaut. And that is a sign of the genius of the London economy. Our job, and the inventiveness, our job in City Hall is to give those entrepreneurs, people with that kind of drive, the platform on which to build, the infrastructure, the housing, the transport connections that they need, and to bear down on their taxes to allow them to get on with creating the wealth that will power this city and this country out of recession. And with that kind of initiative, I know that this city has a fantastic future, and I cannot tell you how proud it makes me to have been elected Mayor of London. Thank you very much.